Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on a spooky edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Taking it up to 7 o'clock. Big thank you to our guy Logan Paulson hopping on the program with us. If you missed any of that conversation, download the Always Free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature and go back to about 5:30 to hear our preview of Seahawks and Commanders with our pal Logan Paulson. Make sure you check out the Take Command podcast wherever you get your podcast. 6 o'clock on a Friday. Means it's time for one thing, a new installment of our Super Six Pack, the top six commanders that must play well in order for Washington to snap this losing streak coming up on Sunday night against Seattle. Now, because I'm fair and I don't like hearing complaints, I let Ant go first this week. I was first last week. Ant will be first this week in our Super Six Pack. And I will say this, the players that we choose, we've been doing this all season now. The players that we choose traditionally have a pretty big impact on the football game. We'll see if that is the case coming up on Sunday. Who did you lead off the Super Six Pack with?
My God. First of all, let's give it up for Linnell. Finally playing fair.
You know what? That's a damn shame.
Hey, look, honestly. I've given you the first pick the last, like, 3 weeks. I don't complain about it, but it's okay.
That's on you. If you're going to let me step on it. If it gets stepped on. That's
all
you.
I'm just a nice guy. That's all.
Too nice of a guy. Nice guys finish last. And you've been finishing last.
My first guy, Zach Ertz. I think coming off the last 2 weeks, we've seen how important he is to the offense. And when we go to him and he doesn't come through for the offense, I think it is hugely problematic. So I think, especially without Terry, with Debo limited, and with Devin Witherspoon coming back, that's probably going to be his guy. I think it's going to be paramount that Zach Ertz has a big game. Last season, that was Jaden's go-to guy. So I think if we want to get this W on Sunday, Zach Ertz has to go out there, be huge on third down, and just come up huge in general.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that for the most part. Do you trust Zach Ertz at this current juncture?
See, hey, look, that is a great question.
That's a totally different question,
That is a totally different question. And the thing is, coming into the season, if you would have asked everybody that question, you think everybody would have said no?
I think a lot of people would say yeah.
Exactly. We're not even halfway through the season yet. So I think after this game, he has to, like, turn a corner or something. Like, something's got to give if we're going to get back on track.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I'm disappointed in what we've gotten from Zach Ertz this year.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of effort as a blocker, the drops. He leads the team in drops.
Yeah.
Which is mind-boggling to me. He was the most sure-handed guy that you had last year. You mentioned him being that go-to guy for Jayden Daniels. He has not been that this year. But every time that Jayden Daniels has played, Zach Ertz has been involved. So we'll see if he is able to be involved coming up on Sunday night. My guy here in the Super Six Pack, our third guy here in the Super Six Pack, Marshon Lattimore.
Our second. Remember, I went first. You're going second.
Second guy.
You're not. See, look, you're not used to this.
No, That's what I'm saying. I'm off kilter here. Second guy for me, it'll be Marshon Lattimore. Seattle, as we mentioned earlier, leads the NFL in the explosive play rate. He's going to have a really tough assignment with Jackson Smith and Jigba. But here's the thing. Looking at where JSN is aligned, they line him up on the left side, the right side, the slot. God forbid the offensive coordinator moves around their best weapon. It is a foreign concept here in the nation's capital. I'm going to go with Marshon Lattimore, a guy that I've said it, you know, to the chagrin of you all on social media. He is trending in the right direction. He has been their second best defensive back all season long behind Trey Amos. Do you follow Trey Amos? Do you follow JSN with Trey this week?
No, I don't think there's a need to do that. Again, I think Marshon is also turning the corner. And I think earlier in the season, and maybe it was late in training camp, where he talked about getting his legs back under him, getting the reps because he had missed so much time. And I think after, you know, 7-8 games, finally, you know, he might be back to, you know, who he was. So, like, I think this is a great test to see if he actually is, you know, CB1 all over again.
The interception that he had on Sunday was his first since 2022. So he has not produced the ball very well since he's been here. Like I said, though, he's got a really tough assignment. Now, whether he's guarding JSN, whether he's guarding Cooper Kupp, whether he's guarding Torrey Horton, it's going to be a tough matchup for him. I think the ability of this secondary to play well hinges on whether or not they can get after Sam Darnold. And I think that, to me, is the most important thing for them defensively. Can you get after Sam Darnold? I go back to the 2024 playoffs and what Minnesota, or what L.A., rather, the Rams were able to do to them, getting after him, pressuring him, blitzing, things of that nature. I think that is the game plan for Washington on defense. We'll see if they can do it. Who's your next guy here?
My next guy.
Yeah, your next guy. Who is the next guy that you have on our list?
Linnell, earlier today.
Yeah.
You told Cliff he needs to run the damn ball.
RTDB.
So you already know who I'm going with. Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Kroski Merritt.
Hey, Bill. I love me some Bill, Slim.
I think it is.
He was dressed up as Superman today in the locker room.
Yeah, no question.
I saw that. Will he be Super Bill on Sunday night?
Hey, look, that is a great question. We need the answers to that question answered on Sunday. I think it's paramount that Bill goes out there and just gets back to, like, who he was, who we saw against the Giants in week one, who we saw against the Falcons in week four, and then also against the Chargers, minus the fumble. But, like, we got to get back to, like, him getting explosive runs, averaging the 6 yards a carry, averaging 7-8. So I think if we go out there and we can, you know, punch those guys in the mouth, I think Bill Kroski Merritt can have himself a day, sir, and we're going to need it.
It's something that we spoke about earlier, the importance of the running game getting going. I will say this, with Jayden Daniels back in the lineup, I wonder how that helps the run game. For Bill, I mean, we've talked about this a lot this week. I think the fumbles have had a trickle-down effect on his rushing style.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not seeing him run with that reckless abandon. You're not seeing him slash and dash as often. Ball security is the most important thing. I feel like the other night against Kansas City, and then the last 3 weeks, Bill hasn't had the opportunities. He's been getting hit behind the back and behind the line of scrimmage, and the offensive line's getting pushed back. They're not creating the same movement.
Yep.
You put Bill on this list because you need him to play well. Are you confident that he'll play well? I just don't know, and this is where, like, we struggle, right? We're fans, but we're also, like, analyzing this thing objectively as well. There's just no reason to believe that we'll all of a sudden be able to run the football this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, I know Bill has it, though. Like, we've seen him throw Derwin James off of him and, you know, break a tackle and then run for, you know, another 20 yards. He's not doing that anymore. He's not breaking that.
He's running like this.
Tackle. Yeah.
He's running with, yeah. So
I think once he, you know, it's confident again, and again, we need him to go out there and produce, and he's going to have his opportunities. I think Cliff is definitely going to understand. We're going to run the ball on consecutive plays more than 5 times. We're going to get that. So I think Bill is going to have his handful of opportunities. They're probably going to stress that to him, and he has to make the most of it.
We'll see if he's able to do that. I be honest with you, I think Jaden's going to have to put the cape on. I don't know if we're going to get the traditional running game going. I hope Bill holds on to the football, because if he doesn't, you're going to see a lot more 36.
And look, even if we don't get the run game going, at least we're trying.
Yeah.
At least we are. That can, again, set up the play pass.
So I gave the number earlier. For Washington to be the fourth-ranked offense in the NFL but be 5% below the league average in terms of play-action attempts doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So we'll see. Number four in the Super Six-Pack, my second commander that I'm putting in the spotlight. I went defense first with Marshon Lattimore. My second guy that I'm going to go with is Brandon Coleman. I believe he is going to be the left tackle on Sunday. I don't know if Laremy Tunsil gives it a go. If Laremy Tunsil gives it a go, it will be him. I think the pass rush of the Seattle Seahawks is electric. I think they're getting pressure on the interior. They're getting pressure off of the edge. Can I cheat the system? It's our list.
Go ahead.
The offensive line.
Oh, you want to go?
You
were talking all five.
Wow. I'm talking about lying, cheating, and stealing. That's okay. What I'm doing. The entire offensive line, they have to get back to the way that they played earlier on in the season. The last 3 weeks, they have been whipped. I didn't even say it right. It's not whipped. It's whipped up front. All five guys. Biadasz, Chris Paul, Sam Cosmi, Josh Connerly, even Laremy Tunsil's lost at times. That group needs to show some cohesion. And we played the audio earlier from Cliff Kingsbury about that group just not being on the same page, not playing with the detail that they needed to. You're going to have to do it on Sunday. The one weak spot in this Seattle defense is their pass defense. They're ranked 20th in the NFL in that category. If they can give Jayden Daniels time to throw the football, I do think we can exploit some matchups. I'm speaking as a fan right now. Because realistically speaking, who on the perimeter has the advantage? Debo is going to get clamped by Devin Witherspoon, whatever you want to call him. Reek Woolen on the perimeter is going to have Chris Moore in hell. Nick Emenwori, Julian Love are going to clamp Zach Ertz. This thing might get ugly.
It's a lot
man.
Of pessimism.
No, I mean, it's a lot of realism.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm known to tell her how a T.I. is, baby. That's what I do.
Hey, look, they got to go out there and play football at the end of the day.
So Disco, you familiar with Disco and Laurel, the fan, the caller?
Yep.
He tweeted out earlier, I'm tired of y'all making the opponent seem unbeatable every week. Damn it, that's what it is. I can't make up flaws for Seattle. I can't make up weaknesses for that team. I also cannot act as if we have played up to our standard of football. But what I keep going back to, I've said it 10 times probably since Monday. You can't fake desperation. You can't fake urgency in pro sports. I think Washington should be the more desperate, more urgent team. We got 5 and 6 coming up. I want to take a timeout before we do that. The final members of our Super Six Pack come your way next. But first, let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports presented by Allstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
301-230-0980 is the number. Spooky edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. About a half hour left to go. We'll get you our official Week 9 NFL picks coming up. We'll also get you an official prediction for Commanders and Seahawks before we get out of here. But right now, I want to continue our Super Six Pack, top six Commanders that were putting under the microscope, who must play well in order for Washington to break their losing streak coming up Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks. A really big day for the franchise. They are retiring the number 81 jersey worn by Super Bowl champion Art Monk, one of the greatest receivers, the best receiver probably in franchise history. So a big-time moment, big-time opportunity for Washington coming up on Sunday night. We've been saying it all show long. When you think about everything that is surrounding this football game, the retirement of Art Monk's jersey, the fact that you're playing in primetime, the fact that you're playing in the Super Bowl-era uniforms, the entire country is going to be watching you. You're playing in front of a sellout crowd. And more importantly, your backs are against the wall. You've lost three straight. It should not be a difficult job for Dan Quinn to get the fellas motivated for Sunday Night Football. These six guys must play well in order for Washington to get the victory. Zach Ertz, by way of super producer. Marshawn Lattimore from me. Bill Kroski-Merritt from Ant. I put the entire offensive line. Ant, you're on deck. Who must play well? Who are you putting under the microscope for Sunday Night Football?
All right, number five for me, my guy. It's got to be Frankie Louvu, man. Oof. It's got to be Frankie Louvu. I think when you think about the defensive pressure that we have to, you know, assert. And the thing is, he's playing a lot more at, you know, edge. Joe Witt talked about it earlier this week. In order to get, you know, Jordan McGee on the field, they've been playing a lot more Louvu at the edge. And sort of kind of that's what he did last year. So I think this would be a huge game for him to go out there and get a sack. He only has two on the season so far. But I think with his energy, you know, the fact that Sam Darnold doesn't really move around too much in the box, I think could be a good reason for Frankie to be number five. Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, I was trying to tell you something, but I don't know if I could tell you. I'm going to tell you something now. I agree. I think he's got to be disciplined this week. I think they're going to try to run the ball on the perimeters. I think Washington has struggled with that here on the season. In between the tackles, Washington's done a really good job stopping the run. This week, I think Seattle, just knowing their style of football, knowing Clint Kubiak with that that zone rushing attack, I mean, they're going to try their hardest to get the ball on the edge. I just don't know how successful they'll be. But Frankie, all year long, man, I feel like the fans have been on him. It feels like he's not having as good of a year as he had last year in his first year here in D.C. I think on Monday night, that was really the first time we saw him used primarily as an edge rusher. He was spying Patrick Mahomes a couple of different times. So I definitely agree. Frankie Louvu is a guy that's got to play well. We'll wrap it up with this guy. I'm going to go with Quan Martin. I think Quan Martin last week, there was a sense of urgency that he played with. I thought he made a couple of really nice plays. He's going to have to continue it, man. We talked about it earlier. Seattle leads the NFL in explosive play rate. You can't let guys behind you, Quan. You got to be disciplined in coverage. You got to be disciplined in the run game. And I think for him, finding different ways to use him. I thought we saw him blitzed more on Monday night than we had all season. And I think that is because you're playing Tyler Owens, who can play that post safety just as well as Quan can. I think he's got more range than Quan has. With Tyler Owens playing more snaps, I think it allows Quan to be more of a movable chess piece. You could play him in the box. You can play him in the deep post, as you know. Quan Martin, for me, is going to be huge. Did his performance last week change how you feel about him? I thought he played really, really well.
I mean, I just want to see him be consistent.
And it kind of flew under the radar, but yeah.
Yeah.
Consistency, though, with him is the problem.
That's all.
I think it's the consistency with the entirety of the defense. For Quan this week in particular, not getting beat over the top is going to be paramount. But I think they're going to have to use him to play the run as well. The Seahawks offensive line, I would say the strength of the group is their bookend tackles. And I think those are the two guys that will probably allow their run game to get going if it does. On the interior, I think Washington has the advantage up front. Gray Zabel, Jalen Sundell, Anthony Bradford. I thought we were going to get Christian Haynes back this week, the rookie out of UConn. I thought he would make his return to the lineup for Seattle. Quan is going to be used in the box, though, to stop this run game, I imagine. Here is Joe Witt Jr. earlier this week on Quan's performance against Kansas City and how important he is moving forward.
You know, Quan produced another fumble. Communicating well. I like to see all of them back there produce the ball. But, you know, Revo, like I talked about, you talking about the whole safety group, I thought he played just a really, really good game. He had two tackles for a loss, just coming up playing physical. Savage, he's communicating. He's getting back into the groove of being new to us. So I think as a group, those guys are trending. And then T.O. with the speed and the violence that he plays with gives us a new addition.
I love everything that the safeties did on Monday night. I think the reason they lost this game wasn't on the safeties. Thought they did their job. You didn't really see Kansas City get behind this Washington defense. They got to replicate that performance coming up on Sunday Night Football. Quan Martin, definitely a big part in doing that. That's going to do it, though, for our Super Six Pack. Top six commanders that had to play well that were putting under the microscope for Sunday Night Football. Number one, Zach Ertz. Number two, Marshawn Lattimore. Number three, Bill Kroski-Merritt. Number four, the entire offensive line. Number five, Frankie Louvu. And then number six, Quan Martin. We'll get you an official preview coming up here in about 15 minutes. But when we come back, we're going to pick games. Before we get into our game picks, as we sit here 2 days away from kickoff, and as the show has now reached the final half hour, I entered the show saying I felt nervous. I had a bunch of uncertainty. I didn't know which way this thing was going to go. I still feel that way. But after listing these guys that must play well, of all the dudes on this list, the offensive line is probably the group that I have the most confidence in. Zach Ertz has been inconsistent. Marshawn Lattimore has been inconsistent. Bill, over the past several weeks, just hasn't looked like Bill. Frankie Louvu has been inconsistent all year. Quan Martin's been inconsistent all year. But I do know this. The offensive line, to me, of the most important dudes on this list, I think it's them. Because Seattle is so good up front that whatever game plan you have, whatever plays you have in your first 15 script, it could all go to ruins if Leonard Williams, Byron Murphy and company, if they ruin the game up front. That's why, to me, of the six folks on this list, the offensive line, clearly to me, the most important. 301-230-0980 is the number. We want your official predictions for Commanders and Seahawks coming up on Sunday Night Football. We'll take your calls on that when we get back our official game picks for week number 9 in the NFL. A loaded slate that includes a primetime matchup in the 4 o'clock window that 100% of the country will see. We'll tell you what that matchup is coming up on the other side of the break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.